actually not dirty. They're actually just, you know, the lens of the glass. Actually, they are actually quite dirty.
So aren't you just
cleaning? No, but that one's dirty and that one's not dirty. Because the thing is, like, when I...
As you can tell, we're talking about Daniela's different personalities.
Anyway. What an intro, guys.
Welcome back. Episode 27 of GDN, the podcast. I'm joined again by Daniela. At this point...
It is actually my podcast as well.
Oh, fuck off, man. It's not your podcast as well. You're just becoming an integral part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll have other people, not you.
Exactly, but have they been on a podcast as much as me?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they have.
No.
I still don't think you're the most frequently featured person.
Who? Who is?
You just go through the podcast.
Who's my competition?
Go through the podcast and you'll know.
It's quite rude.
And you know.
No.
Anyway, we'll be talking about... wait, but basically, I gave Daniel a topic that we're just going to start on. We only have one topic. I'm just going to waffle. Because yesterday's episode that we released yesterday, we're recording this on Thursday night.
Mm.
We released an episode on Wednesday night. The reception that we got has been good. It's already doing well in terms of numbers as well. So
it always does. And, let's be real.
And realistically, yeah, why would I actually go to the length of deeply planning a podcast when like they still bang and we're just waffling?
Honestly.
Why wouldn't we just talk?
Why don't we just talk?
So, yeah, I was like, I introduced Daniela to the one topic that we have to talk about today. And she was like, she was beginning to talk and I was like, nah, save it for the podcast. I want to hear it. And she was like, nah, but I might get cancelled.
I'm
ready to hear an outrageous take.
No, I'm not going to say something outrageous, but it's going to be like, the thing where it's like, okay, so guys, let me
please,
let's take a breath, take a second. But guys, the topic is
Andrew Tate.
Just so you know, like, just so like I don't start talking about it and you just don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, what's this bitch
that
about?
Menace.
Do you know what I mean? Well, I think that he is a menace, don't get me wrong, but sometimes he does speak facts just on the occasional.
I think the only time he ever speaks facts is when he's talking about working hard. That's the only time.
That is true.
When he's talking about men, he chats shit. When he talks about women, he chats shit.
Yeah,
when he talks about anything else apart from working hard, he's just chatting shit. And then it's when you're on TikTok here and you see, and you're just in the comments and you just see, what color's your Bugatti? Shut up. No one cares. Nobody cares. I don't care. Because the person who you're commenting that, do you own a Bugatti? No, you don't. So why are you commenting that? Oh, commentate W. Shut up. The dick riding's crazy. No, the shaboying boing is crazy.
To be honest, yeah. It's kind of wild, especially because I'm a woman. But like, to be honest, I'm one of them women that...
You're a pick me.
No, I'm not picking
me. This is where it's heading.
No, listen. It's not pick me. honestly, from the day I was born, I knew...
From the 16th of September,
yeah,
2016.
Yeah, from the day I exited 2016, the womb. He got my date wrong. He got my birthday wrong. And he's my brother.
You didn't even clock it until I said, so shut up.
No, guys.
Thank you.
I mean, how would I clock it before you said it?
No, as in like...
Oh my God. You're talking too much.
All right, go on.
Okay, so the moment I exited the room, I knew that if there was an opportunity to be a housewife and just, you know, not work. I'd be good. I'd be good.
So if you got married to someone who was like, I'm just gonna work, you're gonna be housewife, you'd be perfectly fine.
No, but do you know what it is? Yeah.
Answer the question.
I'd be perfectly fine, but also at the same time, I'd probably wanna have some type of source of different income, like coming in just in case the man leaves me, which is a small chance. But
why is it a small chance?
Because let's be real, like, do you get it? Like,
Hey.
But if I was a housewife, I'd be completely fine with that. And I know so many girls that are out there who will be like, they're fine with the housewife.
Would be a house husband as well.
Yeah, like, why would I give up the opportunity to just literally stay at home and clean the house while he...
Even if it is just for the duration of that relationship, after the relationship, I'll be fine. I'll get a job.
Just for that bit where I can just be peaceful, wake just up rest. At any time, you know, make food for my husband. He comes home, go shopping in my day when I have time. That's fine. Like,
go to
honestly,
yoga class in the morning.
Yeah, then I could be a wine mom.
Is this what you're saying last episode that you?
That's
you
what I wouldn't
be a wine
mind.
Mom.
I wouldn't mind being a wine mom. I wouldn't mind it. That's crazy. The thing. That's the only thing that I find is actually like when Tate talks about stuff like that, it's not that bad. Do you get what I mean? Like,
wait. When he talks about what? You need to clarify what you're talking about.
Okay, no, I'm going to get cancelled.
No, you need to... No, you have to clarify what you're talking about. Because even me, I'm confused.
Okay, basically, I've watched this TikTok. He didn't say women should stay at home, but he was like, I'm the type of man where he doesn't want his women to work. And I'm just like, good. Because I don't want to work. bitch. I don't want to work.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But you need to give women the choice, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You can't, as a man, you can't be like, you to your stay at to home, your significant yeah. other, you're staying at home. That's crazy. If your woman wants to work, she wants to work.
Yeah.
The all of this is all of everything is just about how people choices having a choice. Stuff,
yeah.
People having a choice. That's it. People just need to have the choice. If you choose to not, that's it. Has to be a choice. You have to choose not yeah. to, not as a result of being forced to. You know what I mean? But what my problem with Andrew Tate, yeah, and my hatred for him, because it is hatred at this point. Now, when it, I don't understand how somebody as left wing as me has Andrew Tate coming on his For You page every single every single day. Like, this is why I'm really not on TikTok at the moment. I'm falling out of love with it, because every five TikToks is stupid no, man, a stupid bald headed yeah. guy. And TikTok, I actually like, don't care for it.
It's anymore, not even babe. A For You page no more. It's like everyone has the same For You page.
Yeah, that's point. So true.
It's not even about like. Oh, it's like about what you watch and nah, it really everyone isn't. Has the same thing on their
like phone. Probably one out of every five video is the same. Is no one out of every five videos is catered to you. That's what I think. Oh, yeah, now because yeah, yeah, how many times is it like, you know, when you first got TikTok, yeah, it was like how many times it would be like you'd have completely different TikTok saved to what I did.
Yeah.
But now I'd be like, oh, have you seen this TikTok? You're like, I saw that 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's also like, because, like...
Oh that's my, crazy.
So many social media platforms just copy each other. Like, honestly, Twitter, even though I don't use it, but it's basically the main meme.
Twitter is the nucleus of all social honestly, media. Honestly,
yeah, because that's where you get everything from.
Because that's where people... That's the originality. That is the peak of originality on yeah. the internet.
Because even on TikTok, people just copy the quotes off Twitter.
Off Twitter. And then just... Yeah, they just have it on a green screen.
Yeah.
And that will bang views on TikTok. And then Instagram just steals the tweets as well.
Yeah.
Instagram is just everyone knows how I feel about Instagram. Instagram is just the recycling site of social media.
But no one wants to delete it because, you know, you're kind of like, well, what if I want to post?
But I go on Instagram probably like once or twice every week. I'm not even joking. That's not even a stretch.
I go on it to post on my story. But it's like...
On an Insta story.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I'm never going to post, actually post. But I feel like some people do use it because it's like, you know, you've got the influencers and da-da-da-da-da, whatnot, da-da-da-da, ra-ta-ta.
Yeah, but if you're not an influencer, then what does that matter?
You just want to see it. You don't want to... I feel like it's all about FOMO, like, honestly.
But FOMO on Instagram, you're not missing out.
You're not missing out on
anything. Like, no one actually cares. Like, the only thing recently that happened was the Kylie Jenner post. You saw it, innit? Did you see it?
No.
Right, let me show you. So basically, for the people who don't know, if you haven't seen it yet, just go on Kylie Jenner's Instagram. Really intrigued. Like you're listening on to the phone. Podcast.
You're on a mobile.
You have access to the internet yeah. if you're listening to this. Just go on Kylie Jenner's Instagram. So basically, she posted a picture. I'm trying to describe it. So they're at an airport. There's two private jets either side of. This is Travis Scott, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just making sure. You never know these days. But yeah, you have Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott in the middle, you know, being cute, whatever. There's a Rolls Royce, it looks like, damn. In the background. Two private jets on either side. And then Kylie Jenner captions the photo, "You want to take mine or yours?" Question mark.
Oh, damn.
And so this caused a big uproar on the social internet webs. Because people are like, look at these rich people. They're telling us recycle, recycle, save the planet. And they're just taking private jet for 3-minute flights. Like, 3-minute flights are taking private jet, which is completely not what you need to be doing. Like, I can understand having a private jet if you're going to the other side of the world. Mm. Makes sense, you know? But even private jets, the whole point of private jets, they're very economically unsustainable. Like, they're not good for the environment. So people are like, ah, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, how can a post like, actually deeper though, this post had 50,000 comments. Like, looking at Kylie Jenner's other posts, the one before that had 20k comments, the one before that had 17k comments, the one before that 25k comments. So people are talking on this post, yeah. And there was two sides to it. There's two sides to the talk that people are giving on this post.
It's
kind of
cute, but it's also like...
I liked the caption, "You want to take mine or yours?"
Yeah.
Because it's like, people are saying like, goals. And then like, Kris Jenner even commented, saying decisions. And then crown emojis, right? So I understand it from that point of view. At the end of the day, everyone's trying to get to that type of lifestyle where like you can afford everything.
People hate, like, okay, I understand. Like, people like to pretend that they think, oh, what about the environment? But more time, yeah, you're more at time, home, if you're not recycling.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, guys, we were recording and then I noticed that the recording had stopped. But more of the story. So in the caption... in the comments of this post, people going back and forth, like trying to be eco warriors versus like, this is goals. And at the end of the day, influencers are there to influence. They're not there to do the government's job.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing climate change mm-hmm. is not on their shoulders. Obviously, they influence. Mm-hmm. So you'd like them to, you know, spread good messages that actually help the planet in it. By the end of the day, that's not their job. They're there to post what they need to post to get the bag. At the end of the day, Kylie Jenner got her 8 million likes. She probably got her bag from that post. And she's doing what she needs to be done in terms of doing her job.
Saying, I think before it cut out, I was saying something like, people like to pretend that they're all about the environment and, like, what about climate change and stuff? Obviously, that is a really pressing issue, guys. Like, realistically, guys recycle, you know what, that shebang, la-di-da. But you guys, honestly, the people in Kylie Jenner's comments, what do they think they were going to accomplish by, you know, commenting, oh, my God, that's so bad for the climate? When more time, you're at home and you're not recycling.
Yeah, facts.
You are not recycling.
Facts. You're buying disposable vapes.
I feel attacked.
You're buying disposable vapes.
Yeah, that's not great.
Buy the rechargeable ones. Buy the ones that you can, you know, do good things too, you know?
Was there the plug?
Nah, it was not the right one. You know how you have the backup plug just in case the main plug's not heating? Because basically, my plug right now, he's on the Oli Bobs.
He's on the Oli Bobs.
He's currently out of the country. He's a bro. So, you know, I'm struggling. We are in a drought.
He's literally a nitty and he can't go 2 seconds without a bit of weed. So, obviously, we've come to the, you know...
We.
I mean...
Before I was a nitty.
No, obviously. I'm a nitty.
You profit.
Profit out of your...
Out of my nittiness.
Yeah.
You profit on my nittiness.
Yeah.
Okay, Danielle. But anyway, more of the story, yeah. Guys, reduce, reuse, recycle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we have to say in 100%. Terms of that. That is that. And sorry, I didn't finish my point on Andrew Tate. I was saying my biggest issue with Andrew Tate is the fact that so many, I feel like for me, Andrew Tate, the people who like really, you know, internalize his content are the dusty musty guys who don't get chosen. At the end of the day, just be better and you'll get chosen. Then you have no reason to be spewing this hate. Some
guys use it, what he's saying, as like, oh, as an excuse, like girls won't want you because this.
Girls don't want you because you listen to Andy Tate, you know. Andy Tate, that's the wrong guy. That's somebody we love. Andy Tate, you know, on Andrew Tate.
Yeah,
anyway, like I just think, yeah, for the younger generation growing up, people being, you know, given this information and like people being like taught that this is how they need to think about certain things is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And because, obviously, if everyone's believing that, and everywhere you're seeing Commentate W, you're going to think that's how everyone thinks. No, and honestly, it's actually not right. So true
because we're kind of living in a world where it's like money is like kind of overshadowing love. Like, do you know what I mean? It's always in a constant comeback. Like for men, like, as well, like, grown boys, like, all you see in music videos is, like, oh, the bitch don't want me when I'm broke, but now she want me because I'm rich.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. So now you're thinking, okay, let me get rich.
If I get my money out.
So then I'm going to get bitches, but then none of these bitches are wifeable. So then now you're just going to literally, like, the way you view women is literally going to be so
different. So warped because of the content that you're consuming. And I'm not saying that I'm a saint in terms of all the content I consume. Obviously, we probably all consume some problematic... That. No. No, hey, yo, pause. Why did you take it there? What the fuck?
It sounded like you were saying that.
No, I was saying, like, obviously, like, let's keep it a buck. Sometimes they make some extreme jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they make some, you know, jokes.
Guys,
like,
if you haven't listened to Let's Keep It a Buck, you might as well just go right deep.
Go listen. This is what I'm saying. We plug you guys with the right podcast. Yeah. Let's Keep It a Buck. It's a basketball walk-off podcast, but they get into the good stuff.
Nitty-gritty.
Yeah, they get into the good stuff as well. So go listen to that. Go check that out. But sometimes the jokes that they make, especially Domo, like, they're cancelable jokes. If they were bigger, they'd be cancelled.
Mm.
But, like, because they're not. Because realistically,
everyone says
something cancelable at least once a month.
Yeah.
So really and truly, if you're under the spotlight, you'd be cancelled too. But at the end of the day, cancel culture is a waste of time. I've already got a podcast about that.
Mm.
We're not going to get into the nitty-gritty of that. But what my point is, yeah, I'm basically trying to say that at the end of the day, when you're consuming this much negative content, it's going to reflect itself in your behavior. And I feel like we were making progress as society in terms of like becoming more inclusive for everybody. Basically, we're trying to progress forward, and with everything that's been happening recently with Roe versus Wade, with everything, we're beginning to see a rift where, like,
guys, this is what I mean. I think I said this in the last podcast, or maybe I just said it to Gideon. Anyway, I think we're gonna be we're living out the end of time.
She said this, the end of the world, guys. We're seeing the end of the world.
People like to say, oh, our grandchildren, they're going to be learning about COVID. There's not going to be that. We're not going to get to that stage, guys. It's getting scary. I'm getting a little bit scared.
It's getting a bit touchy, I'm not going to lie. It's
getting a bit scary because, honestly, the way the world is moving...
It's crazy. How are we moving backwards? That makes no sense. As a human race.
As a human
2000,
race.
No, not even... I was about to say 2,000 years on this earth.
You are moving backwards.
I just wiped most of human history. Fucking hell. But anyway, thousands and thousands of years on this earth, yeah?
Yeah.
And here we are, and we're moving backwards now. Like, this is in big, big 2022.
Guys, you know what backwards. I think that we can do to move forward?
Just listen to the podcast. No, make sure everyone listens to the
not
podcast.
Even that,
this
guys.
Is the only way to save the world.
Yes, that. But on a real serious note, I think everyone should go back to their animalistic ways.
Animalistic
everyone
ways.
Everyone should go back and live in the jungle.
In the jungles.
In the jungles.
Are you saying that we should go back to segregation? Because your response to going backwards was to go even further backwards. I don't think you just deep that.
No, go even further backwards. But
just start again.
No, it's like starting again, but now we know. So it's like, obviously, there's not going to be segregation, but people are going to, like, live in jungles.
Why would that solve all the issues that we have?
No, because using natural resources, we don't need houses made of bricks and...
Are you mad? So you Daniela, you'd leave this house that we live in now to go live in the jungle?
I would live in a hammock.
Why are you lying?
If the world was to live in... To live before...
Daniela, you're waffling.
As long as the world outlives me, I'm fine. I don't want to be alive
when the
yes, I do not. That's literally my biggest fear, guys. If you know me, that's my biggest fear.
Seriously,
honestly,
really.
But the contrary.
Oh my god.
On the contrary,
fucking hell.
Guys, on the contrary, I love end of the world movies. Like, those movies.
Now, you actually watch your favorite movies. I swear to God, like.
It was 2012 for 2012, a very good long time.
And what's the other one as well?
Hunger Games, like.
What happened to Monday?
Honestly, these dystopian movies.
What happened to Monday? So underrated, brev.
Oh, guys, you need
top
to watch
tier movie.
It.
Go watch that, brev.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Karen Settman, the goat.
Honestly.
But anyway, oh, do you remember that? Do you remember the scene when they were eating the. What was it? What were they eating? Rat.
Yeah,
they ate rat. That was meaty.
That is actually nasty. And there's this scene, guys. I don't want to spoil it too much for you guys, but obviously because they're twins, innit? Just seven.
No, there were seven.
Seven
there
twins.
Were septuplets, I mean, bruv.
Not seven twins.
Bro. There were seven. There were seven. Yeah, septuplets.
Yeah, but they're not seven twins because 17 twins would be 14.
Why is yeah, that that's funny? Why I said septuplets. I said it right.
All right,
time.
Right, yeah. So.
All right, go.
And then, because obviously one of them got in an accident, so they had to cut off all their fingers.
Yeah, one of them was stupid, went out on a day that wasn't their day.
Yeah.
Got into an accident when they were skateboarding and cut a bit of her finger off, yeah? And for each and every one of them, they had to have their fingers sliced off.
And that's actually wild. But
imagine.
I like movies, watching movies like that, because it's almost like, imagine if that's actually what our reality turns into.
Daniel,
like,
no, why would you
no,
want
no,
that?
No, not cutting fingers and that. That's
not
kind of
like, no, I'm not talking about saying, that. I'm talking saying, about the future.
I wouldn't want that, but what if it is? Because, like, overpopulation and stuff, that will eventually become an issue, like...
Because especially now they're fucking banning condoms in America. Like, that's crazy. Anyway, let's not even get into that. Let's not even get to into
guys,
America.
The more important thing that I think Gideon wants to get into is basically before, when this, you know, little segment cut out.
Technical difficulties.
Right?
Why can't you talk today? Why can you actually not talk?
Technical difficulties.
Anyway.
Listen, so yeah, before this, yeah, I was talking to my friends and we were just talking about, you know,
Man, basically.
Guys, ex relationships and da 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 whatnot.
Remind everyone of your age again?
I'm 16.
And what year were you born?
2005.
Okay,
honestly, I don't think I'm that young to have a relationship. I think
no one said that. No one said that.
But look, listen, guys. My point was that as me.
No, let me. No. Shut up.
No, because
let me
say
this. You can defend yourself after.
Okay.
I'm going to say word for word verbatim what this girl said, yeah? She was like to her friend, she was recording a voice note in response to what her friend said. And this verbatim, what she said, the first thing you need to ask a guy when you're getting to know them is, do you have money? And I was like to Daniela, I was like to her. What happened to morals? What happened to, is this guy going to treat me right? Am I going to have fun with this guy? When I'm with him, do I have a good time?
How is he going to treat you right? Have a fun time? Da 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 da. Without the money, guys. But honestly, I was joking about asking no, you that first. There. That's not the first question you should ask, but honestly, it should be on the priority list.
Daniel, you're 16. And then I asked her, what money do you have?
I don't... Okay, guys, I won't lie to you. I don't have money like that,
Yeah, so
why... that's where he comes in.
So something that you don't have, you are now demanding of other people.
I'm
not demanding.
I'm just expecting. And the thing is...
Expecting and demanding.
For me... If I met a guy and he's like really, really like, wow, rich. Like, no. Like, wow, as in like personality, beautiful. Everything. Like, he's just like matched everything.
Yeah.
And he was a bit like, he was poor and that. Like, I wouldn't care because honestly, I am 16. But at the same time, I do want to live my life and I want him to be able to take me. Like, doesn't every girl want to be, you know, taken out and stuff like that? I do get that I'm young, quote unquote, whatever.
You are young. But You're 16.
I don't think I'm young in the sense that I don't want, it's like I'm wrong for wanting to like, for wanting a man to treat me right, because as I am like okay age to have a man, do you know what I mean? Like,
I disagree. I'm joking.
This is a good age to have a man, do you know what I mean? So it's like not bad to want, like, what are you gonna do? This is not primary school. I'm not gonna be like, do you want to be my man and we're gonna just, you know, talk every now and then hold hands in the playgrounds. No, that's not it. You have to take me out.
What do you want? Like, where do you want to be taken out to?
Not expensive places.
So give me like examples, like Nando's and that.
No, give me
examples.
The
like,
thing is, like, okay, let
you
me
said
tell
not expensive.
You.
I
guys,
said Nando's.
Let me tell you.
Well, like five guys.
Okay. Like, okay, so let me tell you guys, like, oh, this might be baiting out, but not really baiting out because I'm not going to say the guy's name. But the other day, I'm talking to this guy and he's taking me out and we've just gone bowling and we've gone to eat.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have, like, money, like, as in, it's just, like, not, like, rich, but, like, money, you can't pay for that and we can't go out and we can't enjoy ourselves. That is cute.
Yeah, but you can go to, you can go to the park. And you can kick ball.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying...
And you can sit down and listen to music and have two snacks.
Obviously,
you can buy meal deal, £6, and that's the day out.
Obviously.
That's it.
I'm not saying that every time you should have to take me out, but honestly, there have to be a little bit of, you know, take me out every now and then we go park and da-da-da. It's not every
okay,
day.
That's nice.
You go park and then you have McDonald's. I don't want to have McDonald's every day.
Okay, that's nice. Like, okay, but you yourself, can you go to the park every day and have McDonald's? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to... No, if you do that, could you do that? Could you do that, like, two times a week right now?
Do you have the funds?
I'm saying if that was the life you were living right now, that was you were in a relationship and
like
that's
the
dates that
you're
having.
I feel like you're taking what I'm saying so weird, as in, like... Oh, I want him to be able to, like, sort of, like, financially be able to, like, provide for me, but I can't provide for myself. No, like, I do get that. It's like a personal what I want. I'm not talking for every girl, but I know in the back of every girl's mind, you want your man to be able to take you out and treat you.
Because, yeah, that's fine.
Because that's what, like...
I don't disagree with that.
It's even, like, it's likewise. It's on the other side. It's like, even for a girl, you want to be able to, you know... treat your man and da 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 whatnot. So it's like, I'm not saying.
Have you treated the guy that you're speaking to?
It will come in due time.
Hey,
it will
and
come
wait,
in due
let me
time.
Just let me just ask this question. How long have you been talking?
I don't know.
No, just
not
give me
that
rough
long.
Rough.
It's like 2 weeks.
Okay,
like,
but how many times have you gone out?
Two.
Right. Okay.
Three?
So do you not?
No, three.
Alright. So do you not think that now, like, for the fourth time, it should be on you?
Yeah, obviously.
Like, so you are hearing this now. You special boy. You are hearing this now live. You are hearing this live. Next one is on her. Make sure I am not paying anything. Even leave your wallet at home.
Don't leave your wallet at home.
Hey, why? But he doesn't need it. It's on you.
Okay, but what if, like...
What if what? But you're a money man.
I never said that, guys. I let everyone know that I have... My pockets are empty right now. I have no job. Honestly, looking for a job is one of the hardest things...
It really isn't, guys. Just download Job Today.
No, I've downloaded every app.
Download
Indeed,
Job Today. Okay, then make a better CV. I
did. My CV is...
So why are you so unemployed?
You know, that's a good... I think the world is out to get me.
The world's out to get you? Ah.
That's why you can't trust no hoes. You can't trust these bitches, man. For real.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's why?
That's why.
They're preying on your downfall. And
yeah.
Is that what's going on? That's going on, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's actually some of the mentalities that... These guys be having.
That's what. Yeah, this is what Andrew Tate does.
Yeah,
to you
honestly,
people, man.
Then you see them quotes. Hey,
yo.
That's when you see them TikToks.
They're so
heartless,
man.
That's when you have,
oh
you
God.
See them TikToks where it's like there's a guy just chatting the most shit, and you have emotional music in the background, and then guys just post it on their private story.
And it's like word,
yeah,
man.
word.
Yeah,
it's like,
man, shut up, man.
Isn't it?
Like, actually, just stop talking. Seek employment,
honestly,
and take it from there.
Do better.
That's all. That really,
it's
truly,
like, in the video, the guy will be doing like. If a girl cheats on me, on my life, I'm hitting the strap. I can't fuck with love no more. And then the bad guys will be posting that shit. Like, it's like, honestly, like...
You actually don't even own a BB gun.
You don't.
So you actually don't even, like, step out of your house with a kitchen knife.
Yeah.
That, a table knife, sorry. You don't even step out of your house with a table knife. You're not... No part of you is on road.
Honestly.
No part... You even walk on the pavement. Even when there's no cars...
You bicycle on the pavement.
So no part of you is on road. Yeah? And you want to be posting, if I get cheated on, everybody has to die. Yeah, hey.
Everyone's dying.
What, no, they're not. Do? They're all still breathing. Honestly. To this day, you've been cheated. You've been taken for Egypt multiple times. And everyone's still breathing. Honestly. So what about now?
That's mad.
So what about now?
What are you going
to
do?
Get off road. Yeah? And go face your books, yeah, as Nehi would say. Go face your books and study. Nehi, my goat.
Honestly, where did you disappear to? Guys, you know what the elite era was when Nella Rose would make them videos of her uni with her uni friends?
Yeah, bruv.
Honestly, that's what I aspire to be. When I go to uni, I want to make so many friends and have that type of, you know, environment where it's like...
I feel like she also ruined it, though, because uni is not like that.
I feel like uni is actually probably not like that.
It's not. It's factually
She's
not.
Just probably fucking lucky.
No, yeah, because she's probably that type of guy.
Yeah.
But I'm also that type of guy. So you guys will be hearing massive podcasts, you know, with bare people on them next year. You know, it's going to be litty matty. I'm lying. I'm going to be in my room by myself as just the way I like it, to be honest. Just the way I like it. I've just looked at a tweet. I've been scrolling on Twitter because, as I said at the beginning of this podcast, we have nothing to talk about. Absolutely zero zilch. Okay. And I just scrolled through on my TL, on my timeline, yeah, and found a tweet saying, parents saying, I know my child, will forever be the funniest joke.
Honestly.
What are your thoughts on that, Daniel? What are your thoughts?
That is funny because I don't think any parent knows their child
as much as they think they know.
Even if you're one of them parents that are like, my child tells me everything, they don't.
Yeah, in the comments, they're like, parents go to sleep thinking that the kid is safe, but they're blackout drunk at some random's house. Oh, please. Someone else said, I know my child, bro, check their Twitter. Like, it's crazy. Like, really and truly, you just need to chill out.
Wait.
So basically, guys, these technical difficulties are peak, you know, because it just happened again. But anyway, going back to the conversation we were having about 16-year-olds and pay, like, this is Daniela's friend who she was having this conversation with before, and this is her opinion, okay? Make sure the volume is up to the max. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
All right, go on.
Oh, well, something's gold to go. Like, I didn't ask boys if they have money. Like, the only way they get the money is if they are a drug dealer.
Mm.
I'm not a drug dealer. I'm tired.
Mm.
I'd rather have a little boy than a boy with money at this point because little teeth don't mean shit to boys nowadays.
That's...
No, man, I can't lie. I'm a real brother on this one.
So from this voice note, all I can say is this girl, she's spike and she's cut off.
She's fake and cut off.
How dare you disagree with my valid and very intellectual and...
Intellectual.
Backed up
by what?
Statistics
where?
A woman statistics who is financially happy. Is he happy? You have a happy life. Which is actually cap, actually, to be honest.
That is actually cap. Yeah,
I know from experience. But do you know what it is? I don't know why. I don't think I'm a gold digger. I just want...
You are a gold digger, okay, nigga.
No, but that, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Eh. Eh. Look at what we're erasing.
Look what we've done to the
world. These are the women of the next generation.
I don't think so. I think it's just me.
These are the women that are going to raise the children of the next generation.
All the girls listening to this podcast, they're probably like, what the fuck is this girl talking about?
Yeah, exactly. No one agrees with you. I'm sorry.
I think I might be solo on this one, but yeah. I know somewhere out there, maybe in the Philippines or Thailand or whatever you're in.
The Philippines.
Yeah.
Well,
one lady is listening and going, preach, sister. And I'm so happy with
that. So you talk for one person?
I talk for myself. But if there's someone else that, you know, agrees, then that's a bonus, you know what I mean?
All right, okay. But anyway, you took an L on that one. Do you admit that you took an L?
I don't think I took an L. I still
stand by... It was a howler.
I still stand by
what I said. It was a howler.
I still stand by what I said. Because honestly, I don't think it would change.
I don't think it would change.
But I know I want to make my own money. I'm an independent woman.
Mm.
But when I'm older, this is actually going to get me cancelled, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, Daniela, oh my God.
So basically, when I'm older, I know I'm going to have money. And I know my mom will have money. Whose money will I rather spend? You work that out. Because it's not mine. Like, I would
but
rather...
I don't understand. So what are you working for then?
Myself.
Okay, but like...
But and also him, like, he's also going to get treated, but I would rather spend his money.
But why? What's the difference? If you're both making money and you're both rich, what does it matter?
I don't want to spend my money because what if he, like... What if there's, like, a change in the relationship and dynamic?
As long as you're not married, then it doesn't matter.
No, because the thing is, for me, I don't want to be financially dependent on a person.
Okay.
I just want you to, like, as in treat me. But it's like, you know, some guys, like, they go a bit too far. It's like, anything you want, I'll get it for you. You want this, I'll get it for you. You got this. Then at the end of the day, they'll be like, oh, but I bought this for you. I bought this for you. I bought this for you. I
don't want... Toxic guys.
Yeah, those are toxic guys that you don't want to be messing with. But for me, when I'm older, and from now, like, I want to get into my head that I'm going to make my own money. And these guys can give me, like, little gifts, whatever. But it's not going to be like, I'm going to be financially dependent on the guy. Where it's like, to the circle starts where it's like, oh, he's left now, like, I have no money. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm going to have my own money.
All right. Okay.
Has that, you know.
Yeah, but I just still don't understand. If you're both rich, why would you not just spend your own money?
Because I don't want to.
But I thought you were an independent woman.
I don't want to spend my money.
But why not, if you have money?
Like, I don't want to spend my money.
But if you have money, why would you not spend your money? What's the point of working?
Because I want to be saving it.
For what?
Just save it. Watch the numbers increase in the bank account.
You had so many different things you could have said. You could have said for a house. You could have said for a business investment.
Yeah, I said save it for anything. Like, really anything. There's anything that you could, like, because there's no point. Just because you have money doesn't mean you have to spend it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But if you're with this guy, yeah, like, really and truly, if you're going to make, like, business investments, if you're going to buy houses, you're probably going to do it with the guy anyway. It's not like you'll buy the house by yourself.
That's the thing. If I was to buy a house with a guy, I would make sure my name is on the lease.
Right, yeah, duh. Okay.
When you get a lease, can you get the lease with two people's names on it, or is it only one person?
You can get two people's names on it.
So when, if you, like, was married, and... Guys, I just looked down.
No, I'm
this injured. Boy is caressing no. Buttocks, guys.
No, a thing bit me, man. I was out the whole day. The fucking grasshoppers and flies everywhere, man.
I looked down and I looked up at his face and we were just trying not to laugh. I couldn't help it.
No, bro, mosquitoes were yamming on my nyash. I'm not
even
joking.
Yeah, no,
I
can't lie. Mosquitoes in this heat are actually doing a madness.
It's peak times. But anyway,
was I talking about?
Like, when you get a house.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Oh, yeah, so when you get divorced and that, like, if there's two names...
Me and Danny are literally lying down, like, pillow talking, like, oh, this is crazy.
Like, if there's two names on the lease...
Yeah.
Then who does it go to?
By fee.
You can't share the name... You can't share the house if you're divorced.
Oh, if you do that, then that's up to you guys. You guys need to figure that out.
Oh, shit, that's
how
right.
You get lawyers in that end. But that only happens if you're married, which is why marriage is a scam.
Yeah, I don't want to really get married, but I want to get married because I want to have a ceremony.
Just have a wedding then. Just don't do the vow bit. It's very simple.
What, can you do that?
You just have a party.
Oh.
just have a party.
Just have a wedding.
A relationship party.
Can you have... I would have a wedding, but not a real wedding.
Like, yeah, not a legally binding wedding. Yeah. Yeah. You can have that. Because most of the time when I ask people, why do you want to get married? It's literally for the ceremony, the celebration. For the celebration.
If that wasn't there, then you'd be like, why the fuck would I want to be changed to one?
Exactly.
Person?
Yeah, if marriage, like, was traditionally, you just got married and there was no wedding. Like, you just went to, like, the fucking court and you signed papers. A lot less people get married. People get married for the wedding.
It's either for the wedding or for the money.
Or, like, for the tax exemption because you're a married couple. That's the only benefits you have to marriage. And I always say this, like, nothing actually changes in the relationship when you get married. I'm sorry.
It just goes downhill from there, though, to be honest.
Exactly, thank you. Marriage is the peak. After you get married, you're admitting that everything's going downhill.
No, actually, to be honest, marriage is like, so you're going up on a steady incline in your relationship. He asked you to propose, and now this incline has shot up through
the
roof. You're happy, 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 happy. You get married, you're happy, 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 happy.
That's the happiest day of your life.
Happy day of your life. Honeymoon is happy, happy. But then as the honeymoon reaches the end, it's going down. It's on a steady decline.
Until you die?
No. Until you have a baby. And then you want to die.
No.
And then
please.
You want to die.
No, but can we actually deep about how much of a scam having children is? Like,
I do want to have a child, but honestly...
One.
I don't know how...
One.
No, two. I don't know how expensive it will be by the time I'm that age. It'll probably be fucking,
yeah,
like...
this rising cost of living where Lurpak is £9.
Yeah, that's
little nice. small tub of Lurpak butter.
Who buys Lurpak?
Nah, Lurpak's Leng. I don't care. It's the best butter. But £9.
Lerpak looks like it. If it was like, if it was a person, it'd be Polish.
That is crazy.
Do you know what I
what
mean?
Does that, what does that even mean?
As in Lerpak.
What,
like,
does,
that, the no, actual,
what does that actually
the
even
actual
mean?
The actual packaging of it and the look of
what,
it.
What, silver and blue?
Yeah.
So you're saying just, Polish people look silver and blue?
No, but I just... what you know, saying? Like, guys, it's one of them things where it's like...
Daniela, no!
It's one of them things where it's like... If, like, you know fruits and that, and yeah, you're like... Or something like... And you're like, if that was a person, it'd be this. Or it's like, if that... Oh,
if, I thought you were going to say if
Thursday was a, if Thursday was a colour, it'd be purple.
Do you actually agree with that?
I think
was that
so.
Just an example?
No, I actually think it's...
You think purple. Thursday is purple?
I think it'd be purple.
I don't know what I think it is, but it definitely would not be purple.
Wait, maybe Monday's purple.
Monday is definitely black. Monday is the darkest shade
I don't
of black
know
there
you,
is, bro.
Tuesday is definitely blue.
Yeah, I can agree on that. Wednesday gives red.
Yeah.
Wednesday gives red. Friday gives like...
No, Wednesday almost gives like green.
No, I was going to say Friday gives green.
Nah, for me, Friday gives red.
No, Friday is like the green light to the weekend. Green light to enjoyment, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
and then Saturday is like...
Orange.
Yeah. And then Sunday's like yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Gideon? You're going to have a really hard time describing what this podcast is about.
Oh, yeah, in the fucking
In the bio
of the podcast. Oh,
in
is,
the blurb.
We're actually just waffling.
Honestly.
Like, we're waffling.
I hope you guys are enjoying this majestic waffle.
It is majestic awful, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's litty matty.
Right. It's a bit too far, isn't it?
Who's your top three artists right now?
Guys, I can't lie. It's Drake.
Right now, Drake.
It's always going to be Drake. It's always going to be him.
Like, everyone knows that I always love Maggie, but Maggie hasn't dropped yet this year. So how... Well, she has, but it's, in, like, it's not been a project. So... She's on the sidelines until September. You know her album comes out on your birthday?
No way.
Her first ever album comes out on your birthday.
On my birthday, like,
yeah, on your
September
birthday, September 16th. Yeah.
I hope it's good.
It's going to be good. Yeah. It's Maggie. It's Maggie Cubes, bruv.
So yeah,
Drake, yeah?
Drake, I'd say. And then I would say Brent, because honestly, I have an infatuation with Brent and Bryson. But I'd
so
put them
you
on
have a what with him?
Infatuation.
In what?
Infatuation.
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 Fat. Infatuation.
Oh, is it not infatuation?
No.
Oh my God.
Infatuation.
I'm pretty sure we're saying the same thing.
No, you're saying in fact.
No, you are saying...
You're buying it. What the hell? You're saying infatuation. It's infatuation.
Listen, yeah, I just have an infatuation with their music. It's because it's like on a similar style, but it's not really at the same
Drake.
Time. No, like they're all kind of like, because they're all kind of just like...
Wait, who's
soft.
All?
Drake, Brent, Bryson.
Oh, was that your top three?
No, as in, I'm putting Brent and Bryson like together because
you,
I think,
you think they're the same person.
No. They're very clearly different.
Okay, so then how can you...
But their music styles are very similar. Like, I would put them in the same category as Party Next Door.
Bryson is so much higher than Brent.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Brent is like R&B. He almost has an R&B type of filter. His music is like more slow.
Hey, wait. So Brent is more R&B to you than Bryson Tiller?
Nah. I mean, they're both R&B.
Who's more R&B there?
I don't know. Brent...
Who Bryson. Embodies R&B more?
Brent or Bryson? I would say Brent.
You're actually... No, you're
I would actually say Brent.
No, you're having a howler. Daniel, you're having a howler today. What's going
because
on?
Because when I think of Bryson, it just
today?
Actually... No.
You cooked and you didn't eat.
No, I actually honestly didn't.
You're crazy.
I cooked pizza. I feel like
she
a
made
housemaid.
Pizza. She made like five pizzas, bruv. And you didn't eat a single
I feel
bit.
Like no, because I looked at it and I was like, there's too much cheese on it.
On the pizza that you cooked.
It looks good though.
On the pizza that you
it
cooked.
It did look good. It looks appetizing.
So the pizza that you made, the food that you made, you didn't make it to the way
made
that you like
it. So people could feed and eat and
people
survive.
People could feed and eat and survive. But no, you
and
can
thrive.
Die. Yeah?
No.
You can die. Right, anyway, I know you didn't ask, but I don't care. I'm giving it anyway. My top three music artists.
I didn't
right
even
now,
finish. That's the thing. This boy keeps talking over
okay,
me.
Okay, you spoke for long enough. I don't
okay,
really care to be
right.
honest. Like, you're waffling. Who's the third then? Go on. There you go, you don't even have it. Anyway, so my number one right now is Tinashe. Obviously, just went to see her concert like 2 weeks ago. Obviously, that's still in my mind. And you know when you go to a concert, yeah, it actually really does make you appreciate the artist a lot
I've
more.
Never been to a concert before.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm going to another one in October. So
AJX.
Far. AJX.
AJR.
Crazy. That is crazy. AJX is crazy.
AJX are bangers, isn't it?
AJX is crazy. Shut up, man. They're so wild. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to another one in October. So excited. Super exciting. But, oh, that's actually kind of cool, though. Like, on my birthday, loads of albums came out. Like, Future's album came out. And Kalani's album came out. And Bad Bunny's album came out.
Guys, am I weird for thinking that? Like, when I think of Future and I think of Travis Scott and I think of... Who else is there? In that video that we watched, guys, the other day we were watching hella music videos.
Literally last night, the other day. Yeah, literally last night.
So, who was that guy who...
It's Quavo, Offset and...
Right, so in the car...
Takeoff?
Yeah,
is that the one?
In the car. Because, guys, in the music video, it was Bad Intentions. It's
Bad Intentions by Nicki Heaton.
So now, Nikito.
Nikito! Daniela! Oh my god, please. Nicki Heaton.
She gets onto this guy's lap. Right?
Quavo's lap.
Quavo, okay, yeah. So I think Quavo, Future, and Travis Scott, they're like low key the same. Like, I'm so sorry. They're black, but like, I don't see the difference in them.
That's crazy.
I look at them and I think that's the same person, but they probably don't look similar. It's just probably because they're black.
You yourself as a nigglet, you're saying this.
Yeah.
You yourself as a nigglet.
But I think Quavo probably is the finest.
Quavo's the finest out of who?
I didn't really see Quavo like that, but I just saw him bite his lip and I was just like.
You know who we came to the conclusion? That's Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig is Pitbull.
Pitbull. Oh, nah, Pitbull. Especially in Pitbull in the International Love video with Chris Brown.
Yes.
And then, and what other video was it? On the Floor with Jennifer Lopez.
No, but that wasn't as good.
It was. You know, nah, when he was like, Dale. Nah, basically. With this man, yeah, whenever he says, Dale.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Daddy Pig, for real, for real.
For real.
Like, Jaylen Brown has to, you know, he needs to up his game still. Because, nah, I need more content from Jaylen Brown, I can't lie. His Instagram is lacking.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. But anyway, getting back onto my top three musical artists right now. Tinashe, number one, obviously, top tier, TT. If you had to listen to a song of Tinashe, what song should you listen to? Go listen to So Much Better with G-Eazy. That song, so delectable, so tasty. Number two is Kylie Clare. Kylie Clare, you talk about Kylie Clare for a bit. What do you think about Kylie Clare?
I like Kylie Clare.
Wow, okay. Wow. Wow, you really sold Kylie Clare to the people.
Guys, there's this one song by her, Heartstrings. I love it.
Heartstrings, Bad Habits as well.
Yeah.
And then Disrespect as well.
I don't know that song.
All right, anyway, go on.
Me not know that one.
All right, anyway, yeah, Kylie Clare's really good. Obviously, she's probably the crown jewel of the GDN Music Scouting Academy at this moment in time. Also best friends on Twitter and Instagram, you know. Come on, getting close to all the peoples.
This boy likes to name drop.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm listing my top artists. Like,
yeah, that's my point.
That's the point.
That's my point.
So, what was the actual?
Know.
What did that comment add to the conversation? What was the actual reason for you to actually say that? What did you benefit?
Oh my god!
What did the listeners benefit when you said that?
A lot.
Okay. Anyway, next, I'm caught between two people. Yeah, either Tyler Lloyd or Romeo Wilson.
Romeo Wilson.
Romeo Wilson is amazing, and he only has like 10k monthly listeners.
One ain't that's a little preview, guys. But honestly, yeah, if
then,
you go
they're
there,
not going to listen to that.
Oh, okay, that guys, type in Romeo Wilson into Spotify, and your mind will be blown.
Nah, trust me. What? Give me your like favorite songs from him.
I like Waterfall.
I was literally gonna say that. So Waterfall, Don't Come For Me, and
I hate Don't Come For Me.
No, you don't. That's such a lie. No, Daniel, no, you don't.
I don't like it because it's like...
That's the biggest lie.
I don't hate it.
Nah, you're
guys,
actually
when, guys, listen,
so hard.
If you know me, when I say I hate a song...
You don't hate it.
I hate it, but I'll still dance to it because it's music at the end of the day.
You're crazy.
But it's like, Don't Come For Me, if you know that song, guys. It's like the beat... I don't like songs that don't establish a beat. The beat keeps changing.
I mean, no, it doesn't. It's literally the same throughout the whole song.
I don't like it.
It's just, it just hits on the third note instead of the fourth.
It.
That's the only difference.
I don't like it.
You really don't understand the layers of music.
Yeah, me and Gideon have like a different type of understanding of music when we're high. We really take in the layers and we're like
deep the symbols on the seventh layer.
And you feel it. Deep the symbols.
Deep the castanets, bruv.
Deep the crescendo on the...
Oh, yeah, you're waffling now.
If you shut up.
Deep the 808s,
guys, bruv. If you could see the way that this boy has my glasses on his head. He looks...
I look...
Like a minion.
Like a minion.
Okay.
What?
You just sounded like, oh.
Like?
Kiki.
Who's Kiki?
Kiki, you got to be so happy you got a little shout out.
You need to stop doing this.
What?
You need to stop doing this.
What?
You can't do this.
I can't do what?
Shout violating out. People.
What?
Does Kiki sound like that?
No, but honestly, Kiki. Guys, if you know Kiki.
That's crazy. Nah, that's crazy.
I'm not violating.
If Kiki sounds like that, Kiki, I'm sorry. Yeah, get a new voice box. Buy a new one. I can't lie. Because that was a howler.
No, if you guys, listen. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but she does these little baby voices things.
Eh?
Do that thing that you just did, but say mama.
Mama.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's how Kiki sounds.
That's how Kiki sounds, guys.
That's crazy. How old's Kiki?
Four.
Mm.
Internally.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So she has the lungs of a four-year-old.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's crazy. Rank, yeah, your top three yogurts.
Oh my god.
This is a difficult conversation.
For me, guys, my first yogurt that I love is the yogurt that you can get from Lidl, but it's a drink.
Ah, the drinkable yogurt. Mmm. Yeah.
That's a great yogurt. Second favorite yogurt.
Petit for you.
Oh, I even forgot about that. But guys, also my third one.
Munch Punch.
Is that what it's called? The one that had the split?
Yeah.
Oh my.
I didn't know you were thinking about that.
Munch Bunch, guys. Munch Bunch.
Munch.
It had the split. It had the strawberry on one side.
That's crazy.
The vanilla on the other side. You
Munch Bunch
thought,
is
wow.
crazy. Munch Bunch
and
is
you were
crazy.
Either that, you were either the bad bitch that tried to keep it separate or you swirled it all together.
Why would you ever try to keep it separate?
I kept it separate.
Why? This is what I'm saying. You support segregation, low-key.
Of course I do. Of course I do. What's
what the fuck?
Of course I do.
What's going on, man? What's actually going on?
I think this is
Do you actually support segregation?
Guys, I think this is the episode where Daniela gets cancelled.
Yeah, no, you've said so much shit today.
That's what we should call it.
You've said so much shit.
Daniela is cancelled.
Daniela is cancelled. This is the last ever episode.
Yeah.
The finale of Daniela.
Yeah.
Because you're finished after today.
I am finished.
You actually have to have a break.
Guys, if this boy had a Twitter for this podcast,
yeah,
I'd be done.
You'd be finished. People would be dragging you left, right and centre. Yeah. I'd say my top three. I'm gonna actually try and actually give you nice yogurts because Petit Filou, like for real.
Oh, I love Petit Filou.
No. Remove the nostalgia. Actually, how it
no,
tastes.
No, I think it was fucking. Like,
yeah. When did you last have
only,
Petit Filou?
You could only get three scoops out of it, but it was.
Yeah, literally, you'd get one. No, nowadays you could actually got that in one. Like, I'm not even joking. Yeah. That's crazy. Anyway, the right answers. Yeah. You don't like the strawberry shortcake. Miller corners, do you?
I do like the strawberry shortcake ones, but they're like too sweet almost.
Right, and then the strawberry rice yogurt.
Oh, fuck that, man. Beautiful. I think strawberry rice yogurt is the worst thing to cook, man. I'll still eat it though.
You're so crazy. No, because yesterday as well, like I basically put a poll because obviously on the episode last night, Danielle was basically dissing shepherd's pie. And I posted on my story, I was like, oh, guys, what are you saying about shepherd's pie? Like, why are we going about shepherd's pie? And the results are in. 264 people upvoted shepherd's pie. 90 people downvoted it. So you're massively in the wrong. Everyone else can admit
that shepherd's pie is great. I don't care that I have an unpopular opinion.
Yeah, but it's shit as well. Like, it's an unpopular shit opinion. You know, you can have an unpopular opinion that is like edgy and like you can. I can understand why
I'm
you
not trying
that.
To be edgy. It's
no,
just,
isn't it? I can understand why you think
I'm trying to open
that.
The eyes of the people. This and it didn't work. It didn't work. Eating.
260-90, it didn't work.
Well, you guys can keep eating this robotic food.
You think shepherd's pie is robotic?
It looks manufactured.
It looks manufactured.
It looks like baby food. They're trying to... When you eat shepherd's pie, don't you feel like a baby? It's mushy.
It's mushy.
You're supposed to eat food that tantalize and, you know, kind of flirt with your taste buds.
Flirt
you know
with your taste buds. Is that why you can cook chips so well?
Of course.
Daniel, when I tell you this girl...
When
yet,
I cook
it's,
chips,
no, stop
I like
talking
to
for
make
a second.
Them
no,
a little bit burnt.
You're fucking it. But I say this girl's incapable of making oven chips. Oven. As
it's
in you
so
just
hard.
You just slide it into the oven.
It's too hard to
You
make.
Even don't even know you don't even need to guess the time that it takes. It actually even says it on the packet itself. It will let you know 18 to 20 minutes and you'll still burn them. Like the other day, I come downstairs, yeah. I just woken up, I come downstairs to get something to eat. This girl's already put something in the oven. I'm like, Daniela, the oven's not on. So you put something in the oven, the oven
was
wasn't
on.
No, the oven wasn't on. Why are you lying?
It was
so
on.
I come in, I'm like, Daniel, okay, obviously you put something in the oven. You've just put the light on in the oven. You actually haven't even turned on the oven. So I'm like, okay, like, do you want me to turn it on? I turn it on for her. And I'm like, okay, calm. I'm putting something in the oven as well. So when you come to take out the thing that you put in first, yeah, let me know so that, you know, I can know when my thing's ready, like how far along it is in this journey of rawness to readiness, yeah? And this girl, when I tell you, she's downstairs, she's in the lounge, as in 10 meters away from the oven, yeah? Really and truly, all she needs to do is open the door and she's in the kitchen and basically she's out the oven. Do you understand?
I forgot that it was cooking.
And this girl, yeah, I go upstairs for 10 minutes. I begin to smell. I'm like, heesh.
You begin to smell. That's not my issue, babe. This... No.
Okay, that was good. That was good. Well done. That was good. But like, I begin to smell something. I'm like, nah, Daniela, there's no way. There's no way this girl's actually been sitting downstairs the whole time and she's burnt something in the oven. I come downstairs, yeah, and when I tell you, if I'd left that for another 2 minutes, it would have been crisp but black, the same color as her skin, bruv. And I'll tell you, it would have been darker, like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like, this girl is incapable of actually using an oven properly.
I like to cook real food,
like what? Stir fry without anything.
Stir fry with a bit of pepper, onion.
Pepper and onion.
Onion.
Is that stir fry to you?
I said onion, not onion.
Onion. All right. Say lizzle, my kizzle. Anyway, I feel like we've spoken for long enough.
We have.
I feel like we've covered a lot of angles. Can I say?
And a lot of topics.
All right, that was shit. No, that was. See, you do just, it again. Okay. Do it again. Okay. Covered a lot of what?
Topics.
Hey yo. You're really not shining today, Dana. You've had an off day.
I have had an off
day. It's still been funny, but you've had an off day.
It's been a day where, like I said, it's a cancelable day for me.
It is a cancelable day
for me. I will wake up tomorrow and I'll be like, it will have a bit, you know when you have that bit of adrenaline, like, am I going to get cancelled? Am I not? Am I going to have people at the door trying to kill me? Or am I not? Do you know what I mean? I think that's the type of day I'm going to have
tomorrow. Is that what you wanted as well?
Yeah.
Right, anyway, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm probably just going to continue with my life, you know, normally.
How boring is that?
Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Don't forget to share. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Keep reposting the story. You see the people that repost the podcast on your stories. I love you. You think I don't see you? I see you guys. Yeah. And when you'll get rewarded very handsomely when this blows and blows. When it blows and blows, because yeah, obviously it's blowing, but when it blows and blows, you'll be rewarded very handsomely. Don't you worry. So I'll see you. I've got a list in my notes section of the people who religiously repost. So don't think that you can repost for the first time today and you'll be on that list. I want to see minimum 5 reposts. You know what I'm saying? 5, at least, minimum. But anyway, yeah, don't forget to share it. Don't forget to like it. Rate it, you know, 5-star. Don't forget to turn on your notifications. All of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Until next time.
Bye, guys.
Don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace.